Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, don't you understand? Can you be sure? The status
right, all right, all right. Woo, man, oh, man, that's going back right there with the Whispers, 1979. We were in the studio recording that song and the other song we were recording at the same time in the same studio, the same night, was And the Beat Goes On. So we started off with And the Beat Goes On, and then after we finished recording And the Beat Goes On, then Out the Box came, and we had to get that one done. And so, wow, memories, memories, memories. And that's why we're here celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How you doing? It's so nice to be here every Friday on Solar Records Radio. We do this, and it seems like it would just get redundant and get old. But you know what? In some cases, it's getting kind of old. But we have different people that will show up and share different thoughts. You go, whoa, that's a different perspective. I didn't expect that. Or, you know, some of the guys, Astrid or Greg, will send me a Solar song that I never played, and it just starts to, it just keeps going and keeps growing. And so I'm just so blessed because of it. So that's why I don't shut it down. I just let it go, because you never know, you know, where it's going to go next. And so it's a beautiful thing. And I think that, because check it out, the name of our station is Solar Records Radio. And we're always really celebrating Solar, just even in our name. And so, you know what? I think today is a good day. We kick off the Solar Weekend. Everybody has a good time with their family. And, you know, what a bet. There's no better way. I mean, I mean, we had a wonderful time yesterday on Throwback Thursday, right? Woo! Man, I'm telling you, I love it. I love it when we have people that we get to interview and stuff. But when they're not there, you know, somehow it finds a way, you know, the passion that we have. You know, all of us here at Solar Records Radio have to make it still happen. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So I want to thank everybody for always pushing and posting and making flyers and doing what we do, you know, sharing, you know, happy birthday, heavenly birthday to my brother, Richard Randolph. Thanks for posting that, Astrid. And Greg, thank you too. You know, it's just, you know, Richard, thank you, my brother. Thank you for always being there for me. You know, even when I first came, went to California, and I was just, you know, before my audition, I remember sitting there on Miss Spencer's porch and Kevin Spencer's mom just sitting there. Richard came by and he introduced himself and said who he was. And, you know, and I go, oh, nice to meet you, man. And, you know, I got a little embarrassed when I stood up to shake his hand, because he is way up there. I'm so short. I've always been short. And so Richard was super tall, and so he had nice firm handshake, and I was like, all right, brother, nice to meet you. But he kind of reassured me, you know, if I need somebody to talk to, because I was just kind of by myself. I didn't know anybody in California. I was just, you know, I was only 21 years old. So just imagine, you know, you at 21, or your child at 21. And, you know, they're still so young and fragile. And I remember just sitting there not really knowing what the heck. You know, I'm way on the other side of the country here, and I don't know what's going to happen. And it took me 3 days to get there in a bus. And so, yeah, I got on the bus with my drums and me and a little bit of clothes, and went all the way out there to audition. And remember just sitting there and had no idea what was going to happen. No audition yet, just waiting for my chance to show my stuff. And, you know, and I wasn't confident. I was confident enough to go, but I was nervous. You know, I was like, well, you know, there's a lot of other drummers in the world way better than me. And so I hope they like me. And it all worked out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It all worked out. And so we went to the studio the second time around. And then after that, we did And the Beat Goes On, and the song you just heard, Out the Box. And That was my first time recording for the Whispers. And when I hear that song, it's a celebration within itself. It's a celebration within itself. And I just love the horns. Don't you miss that kind of stuff with the horns and the strings and all those wonderful elements that come with these old school songs that we don't hear as much anymore? You know, it was nice. I mean, we were going to the studio and the songs were raw. I mean, it was just drums and bass and a guitar and a piano. And we would record it. And we thought, wow, that sounds really good right there. But then once, you know, Leon had the people come in and put the orchestra on it, like, whoa, it took it to a whole nother level. And I think that's kind of like what I'm missing on some of the songs, that next level of just that the ambiance that happens with, you know, that kind of music, you know, like those type of instruments and it's French horns and stuff. You know, you don't hear those French horns and anything anymore because people don't even know what they are, first of all. But anyway, I got to get going here. I got to keep the show going. We're just getting started. Keep Don Fleming in your prayers. He's going through something that, you know, he will share with you guys later. But he's hurting. And so, you know, he's lost someone in his family. So just, you know, keep him in your prayers. And, pray for his family. All right, guys. So we're going to keep on going here on Soul Eye Records Radio because I think it's all time to get all the way live on Soul Eye Records. Oh, Linda Carrier singing my song, Questions, for the group Dynasty. And it's such a wonderful transition, because Linda Carrier had always had more of a jazzy kind of, very relaxing kind of voice, not as, you know, edgy R&B as, you know, as normal. She has always had more of a, you know, kind of a, had that jazzy kind of thing, and because that's where she came from, and that's what she loves. She loves jazz music, and so she sings it all the time, and so a lot of times in the studio, you hear, oh, that's a little too jazzy, Linda, because that's where she goes, right? That's where she rose. And so when I wrote this song, I thought that this song had the flavor of just, you know, just like not as hard R&B, just kind of like feel comfortable, almost like a smooth jazz kind of song, just kind of easy on the ears, right? And Linda was easy on the eyes, as far as a lot of guys tell me all the time. Oh, yes, they always tell me that. Linda! I said, oh, my Lord, Linda. And so, but anyway, nothing but questions on my mind. And I tell you, it can be rough with a lot of questions on your mind if you can't get answers, right? Oh, my goodness gracious. And so I want to tell you that there's so much going on. A lot of these artists that I'm playing, which is really great information. A lot of these old school artists from Solar days that I'm playing have started doing new music in 2020, and they're getting ready to release their stuff. So I'm excited because, you know, Dynasty, we already released something last year that was the number two. But now, you know, we were getting ready to release something else in September, and that's going to be a 45 on A side and the B side. So you guys have to, you know, you guys have to, I'm sorry, I had to read something. You guys have to prepare for this, because the 45, you know, a 45, like, you know, who has a 45 machine right now? So guys, can you go to the store and get a 45? Can you go get a turntable so when you buy our music, you can play it? I appreciate you buying it just to have it, but I want you to buy it and play it and stuff. So, and this stuff is stuff that was produced by Ricky Freeze. So, you know, I want you guys to check it out. It was really interesting going back in the studio after all these years and trying to flex our muscles again. Oh, my goodness gracious. A lot going on there. And it took a lot just to get a couple songs. I mean, we have more than a couple songs, but I'm just saying the two songs that are going to be released, and we still have about four more that we had started recording and stuff. So, and so they'll come out eventually as well. But you got to, you know, just get ready, because it's going to also be on digital. It'll be also on a digital download. So you'll like that. You'll have fun with that. But then also it's going to be on the 45, you know, analog. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness gracious. So get your orders in today. Go buy yourself a record player. Go right here. Come on. You guys need to get back to the basics anyway. Go back to what we used to do. It was so much fun and so easy. And, you know, and this is the thing. The sonicness of that stuff sounded better to me because it was fatter. And when you turned it up, it was, ooh, it filled up the room. But this new digital stuff, you know, they try to make it sound like it was before. That's a problem. When you have to try to make it sound like something, that means there's a problem, right? And so, because the digital is just so, it cuts so hard and it can hurt you, whereas the analog was just fun and it's easy on the ears. And so, anyway, so I want to just let you guys know that. And my partner, she's something else, boy. She's always on me. And so I want to thank everybody for, when I say my partner, I'm talking about Astrid. She's always on me. And so, and Greg is always pushing me. And so one's on me and one's pushing me. It's fun. So it's fun. We get the job done. It's like, I obviously need it, right? I obviously need it. Astrid's like, don't forget it's somebody's birthday. Don't forget it, this, that, that. What's the next song? What are you doing? So, but anyway, guys, so we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records here, and we are we're just going to try to have a good time, and hopefully to all the new members of Solar Records Radio group page, on our group page, thank you for joining us. We appreciate that, and we hope that you enjoy us as much as we enjoy being here in this group. And so I'm going to play another song for you guys right now. I'm being controlled. I have people that control me. I'm like a robot. I'm being controlled. And so here comes the next song. And this next song I want to play you, it is it's a song by the two amazing producers, Babyface and LA. And they were in a group called The Deal, all right? And so I want you to check out the song that they did for their group. And it's just beautiful. They are awesome. And we really appreciate them here on Solar Records Radio. And we appreciate you guys as well. So let's get going with The Deal on Solar Records Radio.
The life moves so fast.
All right, this next song I'm dedicating to my buddy Don Fleming, because I know this is one of his favorite Midnight Star songs. We'll be back.
Ooh.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I'm having a good time. And, that was Carrie Lucas, another song that I wrote. I'm having a good time with my songs today. Hey, you know, there's a song that I wrote that I don't know if you guys even heard it. It's a song on Shalimar's album, and Howard Hewitt and I got together, and we were just trying to this is the story, kind of the short story. Howard was trying to teach me how to sing. Okay, it didn't work. All right, I know. But at least he tried, right? And at least I tried, Greg. And so he was trying to teach me how to sing. And in the process of going through all that, he would come over to my house or my flat, as you would say it overseas. And he would come over and he would go back and forth with me, you know, on my vocals and stuff. And I won't dwell on that part because that part didn't work out too good, even though it was fun. He would bring his wife and his kids and we'd hang out at my place and they were happy. He only lived down the street from me, so, and it was like almost one of those things, I'll come and give you vocal lessons on my way to someplace, right? And so he would come over and he'd give me vocal lessons, and that was fun. And then, you know, like I was saying, Howard, I'm, you know, working on this song and stuff, you know, and I want to know if you want to work on it with me. And he's like, let me hear it. And I played it. He's like, yeah, let's do it. So, Barry Sonner was the keyboard player for Shalimar, at the live keyboard player. And so Barry and I started, you know, putting it all together. And people are sending me really bad messages. I just want y'all to know. And the name starts with a G. But anyway, and so it's it. So Barry and I, Barry Sonner and I were, you know, just getting the music and stuff together. So then I put down my melody, my ideas, but then I didn't have, like, for the verses. And so Howard started singing. I gave it to him. He started writing and singing it. And so then Leon Silvers heard what we were doing, and Leon said, hey, let's put that on your album, and Shalimar's album. And then Howard was like, cool, because Howard was trying to get into writing. And he really wanted to, you know, it was like, because we were doing all their stuff and they weren't really, you know, they weren't writing, but they were just singing. And so they wanted to get into that side of the business as well. So Jody and Jeffrey and Howard started, you know, writing with us, Dynasty guys, and to get their stuff on their record because we were doing all the music for them. So this was a good end for Howard to get involved in that part. And for me, it was good, too. It was a win-win situation because I figured if I got Howard writing the song, more than likely I could get the song on the album. That would help, you know. So Howard needed me, and I needed him. And that was just back then. Not now, but back then. And so, and it worked out pretty cool. But it was just a song that was on the album. And I just, when I listened to it, I go, you know, I always say that to people, you know, you won't miss love until it's gone. You won't miss something until it's gone, you know. And a lot of times, you know, what that means, you don't know what you have until it's not there. And so I say that a lot. And every time I say those things to people, I think about this song. So I want to play it for you guys today, if that's okay. I'm not trying to make the show about my songs, but I just wanted to just, you know, it just happened to be Solar Day where I wrote a lot of songs. So, but anyway, I love you guys and appreciate you very, very much. We're going into the second hour in about 9 minutes. So I do appreciate you guys very much. And I hope you guys are okay. Things are good wherever you are. And thank you for being a part of Solar Radio. Someone wrote Howard didn't do a good job on teaching me, which is whatever. Howard failed. And so mean, right? So mean. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, I think I sound good. So should I sing it to you guys? Anyway, all right, guys. So, but I do. I have to. I sing all my demos, and I get people to learn it and then sing it. So I'm always singing. It may you'll never hear it, but I'm always singing. Anyway, so here we go on Zola Records Radio. This is your boy Wardell Pudge Jr. And this song is by Shalamar, and it's called "You Won't Miss Love Until It's Gone." We'll be back. that was good enough. On the average, we recorded the song 10 times, on the average. So sometimes we recorded more, sometimes we recorded less. But on the average, it would be like about at least 10 times until Leon goes, that's it, that's the one. And, you know, and so it was one of those amazing experiences. And so let me answer the question here. When writing songs, do you think about the vocals? Do you have the vocalist in mind when you're writing, or do is it, or which is easier to, you know, to writing the song without a vocalist in mind or writing the song with a vocalist in mind? Basically, is the question. And so I wanted to say that, you know, there's different situations. Sometimes when you're writing for an artist, you're obviously always writing with a vocal in mind. And so that is difficult because now you're trying to control the direction of the creativity that you have been gifted. You're like, I want to go this direction. I needed to go this way. God, I needed to be good for this person. I want her to be able to sing it, or I want him to be able to sing it. And so you're trying to control the direction of the creativity, and that's difficult. But, you know, you have to go for it because you've been hired to do that job. And so you just pray and hope that you land on the X. You know, X marks the spot. You heard that saying, right? So you hope that you land on the X and that they like it and it's good to go. I really prefer to write with nothing in mind. Well, I shouldn't say nothing, but no one in mind, no vocalist in mind. But I like for the music. I love it when the music tells me what we're doing. You know, I just want to be a vessel in the part of the creativity. And so I'm just a willing participant. And I sit on the keyboard and I say, okay, God, well, you know, I like it that way, especially when the song comes out nice. And so, because sometimes I'll do that and we go, oh, my God, what is that? And so, but I love it when I can sit down and just be free-minded and just let the song happen, and whatever it's going to be, it will be. And so that, to me, I get more joy that way. So easier, or, you know, I don't know about easier or harder. I just know that I just love it when it comes to me. It is it's fun. Like I said, when you have to control the direction of the gift and the, you know, and the spirit of the song, it's a little harder because you really gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta stay on that line and you gotta stay focused, and you can't just get caught up in what you're thinking about. You gotta make sure that you stay on track with your creativity so that you can land on that X, you know, for that artist that you're working for. So I hope I answered your questions, it's a good question, though. It's a good question. But you know, it's just so much more fun to me when it just comes to you. It's just like, whoa, that's good, that's good. I love it. Anyway, guys, so let's keep this music going. We've got about another 48 minutes left in the show, and I'm so glad that you're here and I'm here and we get to do this together. Let's listen to a little bit of Howard Hewitt and Climax together on Solar Records Radio. Say Yes by Climax.
Over and over.
would know that because I play it all the time. Oh my God, I love that song. God, it's so good. Anyway, so I want to answer some more questions. And I'm going to answer this one in regards to, I read it already, so I'm going to try to remember what I read. The question had to do with going on tour and coming back and recording. Is there like too much pressure on an artist when, you know, they go on tour, then they come back and then they have to record an album and then go back on tour again and then come back and record an album, go back. It's like, when do they get to breathe, right? When do they get to, just kind of just let things sink in and recover and then get going again? Well, it fluctuates from artist to artist, you know. Some, and if we're talking about a band, you know, that's person to person as well. And so, for instance, with Dynasty, when we were out there on the road, before we went on the road, we did an album, right? We were busy doing the album, and then after we did the album, we went out and on the road, and we were out there for like 6-7 months, and we had a great time. But when we went back to the studio, we were so energetic, we were so hyped up to go in the studio again, because first, that's where we lived. That was like, we were very comfortable in the studio. But secondly, we had now heard what all the listeners was really into, and the people that showed up to the concerts, what they really liked. So we wanted to apply all of that into the next albums, the next stuff that we were recording for the artists. And most of the time, we weren't recording for Dynasty. We were always recording for either the Whispers or Shalimar, you know, somebody else, Climax, Terry Lucas, and then Dynasty. And so for us, it was wonderful. We enjoyed all of that consistent energy. You know, we had our own energy, plus we had your energy, and we took all of that together and we dropped it on the record. And we kept doing that, and it was a great thing. Now, the second question kind of had to do with the first albums usually come out to be stronger, really strong, and then the second album kind of suffers. It's not as strong, and so on. Now, that's true. And I've noticed that in some artists. And so let's just think about this. The first artist, it's usually the first record, they've usually had a lot of time with no pressure, right, to just get an album done. And so they've been working maybe for years until they got a record deal, right, or maybe months. But there was no time thing. There was no time. And so you had a lot of time to come up with this great record that the record company couldn't deny. They said, oh, we got to have this. We're signing you right now. And they put it out and made a lot of money. Now, the second record, these guys have been out on the road. They've been performing, and they've been, you know, having a great time reaping the benefits of that first album. Now, this is the part that's really kind of difficult. You know, you would have to be an A&R or something to the A&R directors, I think, should take the responsibility that the artist stays on track. You know, so that next album, the A&R director is his responsibility or her responsibility to say, hey, we need this to be, if not as strong as the first record, we needed to be stronger. But if you don't have anyone telling you that and they just let you do what you want to do because your first record was such a success that they just believe that whatever you do may have the same success. And so that's a catch-22 right there because, you know, the A&R director don't want to step in the way of creativity by dictating. But at the end of the day, they get the record before it's released. And so they should be able to say, hey, we gave you your space. We allowed you to do what we wanted you to do, but it's still not as good as the first record. Can you do something else? And that's their responsibility. And they can't be afraid to tell that to the artist. You know, like who's zooming who? I mean, who's the boss? But sometimes the boss, they don't really know how to boss. They get nervous and they get afraid. They don't want to piss the artist off. They don't want to lose their job. Just like sometimes you see coaches with athletes. They lose their jobs because the star will tell the owner, we don't like him or her. And so these people are partially responsible for those records that didn't, you know, come out the second record. If it didn't come out as good as the first one, it's like I said, partially responsible are the A&R directors, the people that are in between the artists and delivering the goods to the record company. The A&R director is the one that's going to the studio, seeing how it's going. They're kind of managing the product. But if they're not managing well, then they're the ones dropping the ball. Because the artist is doing what they think the people want to hear. And they're just writing and going to the studio and recording. And so sometimes people need to hear what you think. And if you're too afraid to tell them what you think, then we usually end up in a – I can't have a weak a partner. I need somebody to stand up and tell me. So you could, because you're helping me and I'm helping you. So don't just leave me out there because you just think, well, you know, you did it before, you'll be okay. No, that's not necessarily true. I did it before because I had people beside me and we worked hard at it. And I need to just do the same thing and push to be the best I could be, because for me it's very disappointing when I buy someone's record and it's awesome. And then the next record come out, I am anticipating. I can't wait. And then I get it, and it sucks. That's terrible. It's a terrible feeling. So, and this happened quite a few times. So I understand, and I respect and appreciate your questions. Thank you very much. What about the third album? They say that's the make or break album. Okay, so the make or break album. It's only the make or break album if the second album didn't do anything, right? The first album was great. The second album sucked. Make or break album. That third album is important that the artists really pay attention now, because somebody dropped the ball on the second album. And so that third album, we really want to make sure. Now we want to really make sure that the record company is happy with what we put together and that we're happy with what we've put together. Now we really need to, like, come together as a team and put everybody's expertise together and experiences together and say, so what do you think? We got to make sure that we deliver the goods this time, because if the – you know, right now, we don't even know if people are going to buy the next record because the second record sucks so bad. And so, you know, we really have to put a whole campaign together to really kind of up people and get them excited about it. Let's just make sure that we do a great video as well as we doing great music, great promotion. We got to get out there and promote the heck out of it. But we got to make sure we're delivering the goods. And please don't put the video out before the record. And so you got to make sure that, you know, you give them, you got to put your heart and soul into it is the bottom line. And give them the goods and hope that, because the listeners are the ones and the people that buy the records are the ones that determine our success. And if we don't please you guys, then we're screwed. And so, but in addition to that, you have to also make sure that the record company is doing their part. You got to make sure that they're doing all the promotional things, getting the stuff out there, getting us in interviews and stuff, setting things up, getting us promotional tours, you know, to help us to, because people, if they don't know you got something, they can't buy it. They can't support you. So that's more so for back in the day. Now people are doing their own thing, and it's just, the industry is terrible. It's so different. It's just so hard for a lot of us old school artists, because we're so used to the record company doing their part and we doing our part. And now we have to do everybody's part. It's crazy. So anyway, thank you for the question. Love you guys and appreciate you. I want to play a song. I was just on the I forgot what this thing is called. Let me see if I can find the app right here. I was on this. I was invited to come on and talk with some people. Howard Hewitt and myself were the guests. And so we went on and we were talking on some app. I don't know if I can find it. I have so many apps here. I don't know if I'm going or coming. So we went on and we were talking just about, you know, the music industry and business music and all that kind of stuff just a couple of days ago. And so in this conversation, there's someone that asked Howard, you know, about the song that I'm going to play for you. And he was saying how much he really loved this song. And you know, and he worked with a guy by the name of Monty Stewart, who lived not too far from me at one point. And Monty, really nice guy. And so Howard and Monty got together to do this song. And it's a beautiful song. And the song is called Show Me. And so check it out with Mr. Howard Hewitt. Here we go. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful song by The Deal. Let no one separate us. Thanks, Astrid. Anyway, I always tell you guys, have a wonderful solar weekend. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. But I have a young lady on the phone that's telling me that she's literally having a solar weekend. So, Julianne, what is going on, girl?
Well, how are you doing today?
Well, yeah.
Well,
I am.
And you're starting it out. Yes, your show has started my solar weekend off. So thank you for that.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Who are you going to go see?
Tonight I'm going to see Climax.
Climax tonight. All right.
Yes, Climax tonight. It's a like an 80s thing. So it's Climax, Lisa Lee for the World. Yeah, those guys. And then Sunday, are you ready for Sunday? Sunday is Midnight Star and Lakeside. Midnight Star and Lakeside. They're with the Stylistics and Ronnie McNair, but you know, of course, it's my solar act. So I'm having a solar weekend.
You are. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
And I'm
waiting for Dynasty.
Oh, yeah. Just hang on in there.
I am.
We will be there. We will be there. So I'm just wanted to say, do you have your solar? You know you got to wear your Solar Records radio gear.
Ooh, you know what? Guess what I have on? Mr. Pocket. I wear my Mr. Pocket T-shirt today.
Ah!
I already have it on. I'm already ready.
So
I wanted to wear one, and then the next day wear something else. But my solar shirt, that's a hoodie, so it's kind of warm.
Yeah,
I think I'm just going to wear my solar hat Sunday.
Okay,
so today
cool,
I have my Mr.
Cool.
Pocket shirt.
Okay, so you have the Solar Records radio hat?
I log on my phone. So I go to Solar Radio, the blog talk.
Right.
That's what I go to.
That's not what I'm asking you. What I'm asking you is, do you have a Solar Records Radio hat too? You have a hat? Also?
I have the hat.
Oh my God!
Yes, I have.
So that's why
I was gonna probably wear the hat Sunday because I'm wearing my T-shirt today.
Oh,
I'm wearing your
man,
T-shirt
I'm
today.
So that's so cool! I'm happy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that
it's gonna be
good.
Lots of fun. So that's why I said you get me started off. So you know.
Yeah. Well, girl, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in and letting us know you're literally going to have a solar weekend. You're hanging out with the family.
Yes.
So if you get to talk to any of those guys, make sure you tell them that Wardell Potts and the gang from Solar Records Radio send our love.
I most certainly will. Yep. You know I'm going to do that. So I'm going to try. Yeah. Yep,
right.
I'm going to try to see who I can
right.
see. Yeah, but I'm not going to hold you up anymore, but you have a good and blessed weekend, and I'll tell you about it after the weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Love you. God bless
all
you.
All right.
Julianne.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, guys, with that being said, all of y'all have a blessed solar weekend. Good night, and Midnight Star is going to take us out to the hot spot. So enjoy the hot spot. We'll catch you later. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Thanks, Greg and Astrid. Love you guys. Bye-bye.